Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Don Kors. I'm chairman of the Indiana School for the Blind Scholarship Committee. And I'm going to share with you the treasurer's report for the last 2 years. But I first would like to say to you that in late 1922, Frank Andrews bequested $10,000 to the scholarship committee. So as part of his bequest, the balance of the bequest, and I don't know how much it was, went to the Indiana Blind Children's Foundation. So he named those two organizations as recipients of his bequest. In January of 23, we had $15,298.64 in the bank account. And in 2023, we gave $2,000 in a scholarship. We had $22 in bank service charge and a donation of $34.57. So at the end of 23, we had $13,318.77. In 24, we had a $2,000 scholarship grant, and we had a bank charge of $24. So that left us a balance at the end of December of 24 of $11,294.77 in the bank account. In Wells Fargo, we started in 23 with $12,197.60, 65 cents. And at the end of December of 24, there was $12,447.74. In the beginning of 23, in the Vanguard Fund, we had $89,747.95. At the end of 24, we had $114,638.65. In the American funds, and that's where the money that Frank Andrews left with us, at the end of 22, there was $9,927.55. There was a slight decline from the time we got it in late November to the end of December. At the end of 24, we had $13,009.95. So when we began in January of 23, the total amount in all four accounts was $127,171.99. At the end of 24, we had $151,391.11. So that's the extent of the accounts that the scholarship committee has. The policy of the scholarship committee is that at the end of the year, we determine how much money we have, and then the scholarship for the next year will be 3% of that amount. And of course, that, you know, the scholarship committee has said the fund needs to grow. This year, the amount would have been $4,500. We did not actually have anyone who applied for the scholarship committee. So we won't be giving a scholarship in 2025 for a student. So that's where it stands from the standpoint of financials. And I have some copies of that if anyone wants it, or if you want me to email it to you, please let me know and I can get your email address and email you the copy of the report. Does anyone have a question?
Don, can you tell us what the four accounts, what the purpose of them are, please, for the ones that don't know?
The what?
Can you explain what the four accounts are, please?
Well, they're just, the one is just a saving, a checking account. The other three accounts are investment accounts, which to make money.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, cool.
Hey, Don, I just want to know who your advisor is because you seem to make more money than I do.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Don, this is Beth. Beth Chilton. Why didn't we have anybody apply for a 2025 scholarship?
Why what?
Why didn't anybody apply for the scholarship this year?
I don't know. You know, all the students are notified by letter that, you know, they're eligible to apply for the scholarship. Why people didn't apply, you know, I don't know. But you know, I'm also on a national committee, and, you know, we have lots of scholarships, and people don't apply. Now, why they don't apply, your guess is as good as mine.
Don, this is Deanne Park.
So yes.
You're saying that the letters went out to students that were eligible to receive the scholarship. So do we know that these individuals would have been college material?
They get all the information in the letter that's sent to all the graduating students. And so they get to the information. They know what the previous scholarship is and how it is applied because they get half of it as they enter as freshmen after they prove they're a full-time student. And they get the second half as sophomores if they successfully completed their first year. And they know that. That's all told them in the letter.
This is Christine Wynn. This year's graduating class, only one was an academic student. The rest were life skills.
Thank you, Christine.
We'll have more multi-handicapped kids now than we will.
What was that?
School now has a lot of multiple handicapped and lower functioning kids than we were.
Mr. Coors?
Yes.
Chairman, could you tell us who the committee is and, like,
Okay, the committee is made up of myself, Bill Sparks, and we're going to seek a nomination for a third member today. And I would open it up for nominations. Bill.
I nominate Adam Rodenbeck.
He's not here.
He doesn't have to be president. I did talk with Adam. Adam is a 2001 graduate from the school. He left the school and went to Texas and received an associate degree in computer science. He came back to Indiana in 2009 and worked at Bosma Enterprises as a technology expert under Bill Powell. And in 2016, he went to work for a consulting firm that did work for sales force. Mm-hmm. In 2017, he was hired as a full-time accessibility consultant for Salesforce, spent 2 years in San Francisco in 17 and 18, and is now back in Indianapolis at their home office in accessibility communication specialist. He also recently was named to the board of directors of the Indiana School for the Blind by the governor's office. So that, and we did talk with him, and he's willing to serve. He's this weekend, he's playing beat baseball in Chicago.
I'm sure he will be here if he's good.
Do we get a second?
Put any other nominations in?
Yeah.
I'd like to nominate Kathy Nimmer.
Okay, Kathy Nimmer.
Kathy who?
Kathy Nimmer.
Okay.
Class of 86, I think.
87.
Well, okay.
Kathy, she's not here.
She's not here, and we haven't talked to her about it, but she would be an ideal candidate after being a teacher in the public school system. Mm-hmm. For long enough to retire, and also being Teacher of the Year in Indiana back in, I think, 2015.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And represented Indiana in the National Teachers Competition. And I think that Kathy has all of the requirements and plus the experience to make this a go and really help out that committee of yours.
Second.
Kathy was also the very first recipient of that scholarship when they started giving it away.
Do we know that she would accept?
Not yet.
No, we don't, but we'll negotiate.
Somebody from the back said that Kathy Nimmer was the first recipient of the scholarships.
That is a true statement.
That is or is not?
That is true.
Okay.
I have her number. I'm going to try to see if she can get on the call. They're calling her. Mr. President or Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think both of these candidates are excellent. I know both of them. And I just want to speak on Adam's behalf as a personal recommendation. You know, when he came back to Indianapolis, he has really just kind of jumped in where he is and gotten involved in a lot of things in the area. I actually experienced an activity with him, a convention with him, where he was just one of those people that stepped up and jumped right in, did what he needed to do, didn't ask questions, you know, was always willing to help. I just wanted to say that because I don't think a lot of us know Adam. Some of us do. A lot of us know Kathy. And so I just wanted to say that because if I were someone who had never even heard the name Adam Rodenbeck, I would be, oh, who's this guy? And that's how I was when I first met him. But he's very organized, very active in what he does, and I think he's pretty loyal to that.
What year did they both graduate again?
He graduated
2001.
He graduated 2001.
Yeah.
And what? 1987.
38 years ago.
Yeah. So
as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that info. All right.
Thank you, Sandy.
For what it's worth. Kathy did not answer the phone to
them. Okay. We can.
It would also be nice to have a younger person.
It would. Yeah.
So, now the question is the committee size fixed at 3?
Is what?
Is the committee,
size fixed at 3 members?
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, that's the way it was originally established in the corporation. Okay?
Can that be changed?
Is that defined in the Constitution or is it
separate? It's a separate.
It's separate.
It's separate.
Can that be adjusted?
Can that be adjusted, Don?
Asking if the articles can be.
Well, if you change the whole incorporation, it could be changed. But that means going to the state as well as the federal government.
It's not that hard. It wouldn't be that hard to change it. But
well, it's not as easy as you think.
No, I understand. But I mean, also, is there a reason to change it? Like, is there something wrong with the system as it is? Or do people perceive that?
No.
The only reason I ask is because flexibility needs to be a part of what we are into the future.
But it's
we need to be able to look at what we have and identify different ways, whether we do it great this way or whether we can do something to make it better down the road for those who follow us.
I do have another sort of a related question.
Who's that speaking?
Not at this meeting.
Do what? Who's that speaking? I don't know.
Everybody has said that the graduate population of ISPBI is not the same as when this was created. Is it worth considering a scholarship process that either broadens the kinds of people we could give scholarships to, something that acknowledges that change, and still gives scholarships to worthy candidates? You know, I'm not saying water it down or anything like that, but is it worth considering a process that may make this feasible for the students that we graduate?
That's always a possibility.
Well, I think the first question to ask in this discussion is, what is the process that, and who makes the decision to start the process of changing the articles of incorporation?
It would be the
question to Negan. We've had a hard time getting three members as it is. And the size of this organization, that we're the organizational pool, has shrunk substantially. In the past, we've had 80 to 100 people in this room. In the last 10 years, it's been substantially less than that. So, suggesting that we need there's no reason we can say, hey, this, we've had a hard time functioning with only three board members.
Speaking, please.
Can you please announce your name when you're speaking, please?
This board for 35 years.
That's Bob Eastgill.
Thank you.
I think we need to move back to the elections. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor?
I move the nomination cease.
My question is, we had Kathy, we had
Adam.
Since okay. Kathy didn't know whether she could accept, is there some way we have to do it today, or could we do it? Change it in the morning. Do this in the morning. Maybe we could have time to talk to Kathy.
Yeah, the question is, can we put this election off until tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow.
No.
No, you cannot.
No.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
We need to find ways for flexibility to be installed in the proceedings here. So I understand you say no, but we need, if we're nominating people that aren't here, that have the qualifications, who most of us feel could be a valued member of the committee, I don't think we should just say no without evaluating where we are and where we need to be.
I think there are a lot of people who would be qualified. I don't question that.
Okay, that's fine. So why hold the election today when we haven't had a chance to discuss it with Kathy or whoever else?
Adam.
Why can't it be held tomorrow morning
There will be many people who will not be here tomorrow.
I know, I'm one of them.
So I'm saying, you know, I've called for the nominations three times, and you know, we don't know that Kathy will or would not be willing to be on the committee. So I'm calling for the question.
Mr. Ford, it's my understanding that Adam has already said that he has would accept it and has agreed to be.
That is a true statement.
Then why are we asking for nomination?
So I am going to say, why don't we close nominations and have a vote up or down for Adam to be added?
All right, there's a motion on the floor to approve Adam as the trustee. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it. Thank you. Yeah.
How many years does the person serve on that committee?
Basically 6 years.
So technically, if Kathy wants to do it, she can come back in 6 years.
Well, 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.